Bolivia, further south in the Patagonia region, maybe in Chile and Argentina, I guess.
Well,
thanks a lot, Frédéric Dubois, for taking the time to speak with us today. And for those who want to read more, can go to PatagoniaBolivia.net, and Frédéric and Don both have articles on site. Thank you.
Thank you very much, David.
Okay, bye.
Hello and welcome back to the Friday Morning After. We're here with Tobias Van Veen. Tobias, how's it going?
Hey, not bad. I'm going to play some tracks for you all.
Great, let's see if this works. I have never done this technologically before.
You switch it over?
Yep.
I'm going to give you a demo, actually, of some material that I was working on in Amsterdam. And it's part of a series called Canal, because I couldn't think of what else to call it, because there's canals everywhere in Amsterdam. And this is all improvised music of a different sort. And it's all laptop generated through a number of processes that I'm not going to bother explaining. But anyway, this piece sounds a bit like this. And do we have any sound?
That's what I'm wondering about. It's been switched over.
You switched it over. You brought up the line.
Yep.
Yes. There we go. Let's increase volume. Yeah. So, like, this is the sort of thing I like to put on in the morning to wake me up and give me a very happy feeling as I approach world issues like socialism.
You mean you don't listen to the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning after show on CKUT? Or is that in between?
No, I tend to listen to other stuff at that amount of time. Like, for example, we can play this other piece here, which is on an album on a label called And Or Out of Seattle. And this is maybe a little bit more noisy and unsurprising. That was one of my favorite dance hits we've been just listening to. I usually put that on late at night when I really want to get down and boogie.
What Tobias isn't telling you is someone called to see if we were listening to Dead Air.
Of course. I was just explaining to our lovely host that one of the things we used to do on CITR in Vancouver, besides drink extraordinarily large beverages in the room with uncovered tops.
Which we don't do.
And swinging around sandwiches on ropes.
No food and drink in this studio.
We also used to belly dance nude.
Sometimes that might happen.
Actually, here. I can reveal, because we all know about this now, that there was a porn video shot at CITR upon my exit, which had nothing to do with me, but became extraordinarily infamous.
Really?
Yes.
Did they wait until you left before they decided to make a porn video?
They shot it on my old radio show, which went from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. on Friday evenings, which used to feature a lot of things which might be quasi-legal.
Legal.
But I didn't have anything to do with the shoot, but then later I saw it at a party.
And you recognized yourself?
No.
I'm sorry, Tobias.
No.
Couldn't help it. You set that up.
Well, I think the guy in the video had a lot of trouble kind of getting aroused by the record collection around him. But it was the most interesting endeavor that... You know, I don't know if I should actually be talking about this before 9 a.m.
Maybe we should go to some ads. We're going to go to some ads.
You guys have ads?
Well, they're public service announcements. And
PSAs. You're supposed to say PSAs, not...
PSAs. I call them ads sometimes.
Oh, no. We never get across the idea that you're doing advertising on this form of radio.
Well, then we're doing some public service announcements and some announcing in general. So we're going to go to that. I have a 5-minute piece, which we're going to play. It's an interview with Louis Rastelli. It's about Expozine, and there's going to be an ad for that soon. But then we're going to come back